Today, let's put another number wang on the Barbie. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the monthly consumer price index, the CPI indicator, rose 2.1% in the 12 months to October 2024, according to the latest from the ABS. Annual inflation at 2.1% was steady in October, and it remains at the lowest level since July 2021. But of course, those numbers are very much impacted by government support in the short term, which the RBA looks through. The top contributors to the annual movement at the group level were food and non-alcoholic beverages up 3.3%, recreation and culture at 4.3%, and alcohol and tobacco up 6%. The annual CPI inflation has indeed fallen from 3.8% in June to 2.1% in October, due in part to significant price falls in electricity and automotive fuel. Electricity fell 35.6% in the 12 months of October, which is the largest annual fall in electricity series ever recorded in the CPI, thanks to government intervention, at least in the short term. Automotive fuel prices fell 11.5% over the past 12 months after repeated price falls in recent months. The falls in electricity and fuel did have a significant impact on the annual CPI measure in the month, but when prices for some items move by large amounts, measures of underlying inflation like the CPI, excluding volatile items and holiday travel, and the trimmed mean can provide some additional insights into how inflation is trending, the ABS said. Annual trimmed mean inflation was 3.5%, which is up from 3.2% in the previous month, and it's similar to where it was in August. The CPI, excluding volatile items and holiday travel, was 2.4% in the 12 months to October, down from 2.7% in September. Housing rose 0.2% in the 12 months to October, down from 1.6% annual rise in September. The large fall in electricity prices mostly offset higher rents and new dwelling prices. The annual rise in rents was 6.7%, and that was partially offset by an increase in Commonwealth Rent Assistance, the CRA. Maximum rate available for CRA rose by 10% in September, on top of the usual CPI indexation on the 20th of March and 20th of September. Without the CRA changes, rents would have risen by 8.1% in the 12 months to October, the ABS said. New dwelling prices, which captures new builds and major renovations, rose 4.2% in the 12 months to October, and growth in new dwelling prices have slowed in the past 2 months due to lower demand, with dwelling prices rising at the lowest annual rate since August 2021. Electricity fell 35.6% in the 12 months of October, but that was due to the combined impact of Commonwealth Energy Bill Relief rebates and state government rebates in Queensland and WA. Commonwealth government and state government rebates continue to reduce household out-of-pocket expenses for electricity, leading to a 12.3% fall in electricity prices in the month of October. This follows large falls in the previous 3 months since the introduction of the rebates, the ABS said. But of course, the RBA we'll look through that when they come to their rate cut decision. Annual inflation for food and non-alcoholic beverages was steady at 3.3% in October, and fruit and vegetables rose 8.5% in the 12 months to October, driven by lower supply of avocados, berries, and vegetables like cucumbers and broccoli. As foreshadowed, by the way, in the ABS's media statement last week, out-of-pocket child care costs have been corrected as part of compiling the October 2024 monthly CPI indicator. The ABS had made errors in estimating the impact of the government's reforms to the child care subsidy, which they took effect, by the way, in July 2023. The correction applied this month reduced the child care index by 5.8% and reduced the preschool and primary education index by 0.4%. The correction of child care costs means that the rise in annual CPI inflation was 0.05 percentage points lower than it would have otherwise been. And the annual trim mean was 0.02 percentage points lower. So the bottom line here is this. These monthly numbers don't really tell you much at all. There's nothing here to change the trajectory of higher rates for longer. The RBA will look through the government support measures, which are short term. And the underlying inflation is still stubbornly high. I don't expect much good news on inflation until well into next year. And probably it will be 2026 before we get back into band properly, which is, of course, what the RBA will be shooting for. So there will be a lot of politicking on these numbers. And, of course, ahead of the election, don't expect anything other than that. But when you look through them, the number wangers are well and truly at work, and you can sheet some of the number wanging to the ABS, but a lot of it to the government, who's trying to give the illusion that inflation is lower than it actually is. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.